Harper Audio presents The Great Unexpected by Sharon Creech, performed by Heather O'Neill and Erin Moon. Overheard Conversations. Father and four-year-old son. Father: Did you brush your teeth? Son: Yes. Father: Really? Son: Yes. Father: Tell me the truth. Son: What is truth? Mother and five-year-old daughter. Daughter: I'm going to be a dolphin. Mother: Is that so? Daughter: Yes, I will live in the ocean. Mother: For real? Daughter: What is real?
Prologue. My name is Naomi Dean, and I grew up in Blackbird Tree in the home of my guardians, Joe and Nula. Among the tales that Joe often told was that of a poor man who, while gambling, lost his house but won a donkey. A donkey? The poor man wailed. What do I want with a donkey? I can't even feed a donkey. No matter, replied the donkey. Reach into my left ear. The poor man, though shocked that the donkey could talk, nonetheless reached into the donkey's ear and pulled out a sack of feed. Well now, the poor man said, that's a mighty handy ear. I wish it had food for me as well. Reach into my right ear, the donkey said. And so the poor man reached into the donkey's right ear and pulled out a loaf of bread, a pot of butter, and a meat pie. Joe went on like this, spinning out the tale, with the poor man pulling all sorts of things out of the donkey's ears, a stool, a pillow, a blanket, and finally, a sack of gold. I love this story, but I always listened uneasily, fearing that something bad would be pulled from the donkey's ears. Even after I'd heard the tale many times, always the same, I still worried that the poor man might reach in and pull out a snapping turtle or an alligator or something equally unpleasant and unexpected. Sensing my fear, Joe would say, "It's only a story, Naomi, only a story." He suggested that I say to myself, "I'm not in the story, I'm not in the story." A refrain I could repeat so that I would feel less anxious. And so, each time the poor man would reach into the donkey's ears, I would tell myself, "I'm not in the story, I'm not in the story." But it didn't help, because a story was only interesting if I was in the story. Chapter 1. A body falls from a tree. If you have never had a body fall out of a tree and knock you over, let me tell you what a surprising thing that is. I have had nuts fall out of a tree and conk my head, leaves have fallen on me and twigs, and a branch during a storm. Bird slop, of course, everyone gets that. But a body? That is not your usual thing dropping out of a tree. It was a boy, close about my age, maybe 12. Shaggy hair the color of dry dirt. Brown pants, blue t-shirt, bare feet. Dead. Didn't recognize him. My first thought was, is this my fault? I bet this is my fault. Nula once said I had a knack for being around when trouble happened. She hadn't been around other kids much, though, and maybe didn't know that most kids had a knack for being around when trouble happened. All I really wanted to do that hot day was go on down to the creek and hunt for clay in the cool, cool water. I was wondering if maybe I could deal with the body later, when the body said, "Am I dead?" I looked at the body's head. Its eyes were closed. If you can talk, I guess you're not dead. The body said, When I open my eyes, how will I know if I'm dead or alive? Well, now you'll see me, you'll see the meadow, you'll see the tree you fell out of, so I guess you'll know you're alive. But how will I know if I'm here or if I'm at Rook's Orchard? I don't know anything about any rook or any orchard, so I can pretty much guarantee that you are here and not there. Why don't you open your eyes and have a look around? And so the body opened his eyes and slowly sat up and looked all around, at the green meadow, at the cows in the distance, at the tree out of which he had fallen, and at me. And then he yelled, Oh no! And fell back on the ground, and his eyes closed, and he was dead again.